Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. Of course, we're in my mo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, except for the Giants and the Rangers. That's the only thing that's going up lately.
Yep. On the World Series.
Yep. Congratulations to both teams. We'll lead off with that. You know, give a little summary of the ALCS and the ALDS. Then we're gonna switch gears. Talk a little football. You know, Jets got the bye week, and tomorrow your Big Blue, the Giants, are gonna face them Cowboys.
Yep.
Monday Night Football. Talk about that. Then we're gonna talk a little bit about, you know, the local teams, hoops. You know, the Knicks, and I guess, you know, talk a little bit about the Nets because they're both in the Carmelo Anthony. You know, trading sweepstakes. So, we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, we'll also, you know, as usual, end the show off with a little sports entertainment, talk a little WWE. I don't know if you saw SmackDown. There was a funny episode at the ending of SmackDown. I just saw it like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, we'll definitely discuss that towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And as usual, you know, this is a sports, entertainment, everything else show. So feel free, viewers, listeners, this is a radio show. You know, feel if you feel like discussing any of these topics and more, you know, feel free to call. You know the number. And let us know what you're thinking. Without further ado, let's lead off with a little baseball as baseball in New York officially ends.
Baseball.
Yep, baseball. You know, it's officially over. Mm-hmm. You know, in the city of New York with the Bronx Bombers getting bombed by the Go Power Rangers of Texas.
Yeah. Got to give the Rangers their respect. I mean, I got to give them their due. I mean, they dominated the series against the Yankees. Pitching-wise, hitting-wise, all around, they beat the Yankees fair and square. I mean, you know, Yankees did have some injuries. Teixeira got injured. But, I mean, there's no excuses because, you know, Yankees struggled near the end of the season. But, you know, they finished off, you know, it was a really quick elimination of Tampa. I mean, Minnesota, I should say, in the first round.
Right, Minnesota.
So I thought they were going to, in the second round, I thought they were going to do a better job, you know, getting rid of Texas. But
yep.
Texas, you know, they played hard, and they showed the Yankees that, hey, they weren't going to lay down for the Yankees, just like Minnesota did. And, you know, Cliff Lee, of course, he pitched, you know, magnificently in game one.
Yep.
Was it game one?
No, actually, game three.
Game three, yeah. And, you know, they look great. I mean, they deserve to be in the World Series, you know.
Yeah, they definitely do. You got to give them credit.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees, as dominant as Yankees is, you know, against the Twins, I think they've beat them, like, what, 7 to 10 games in a row?
Yeah.
So, you know, Yankees showed their dominance, and then Yankees surprisingly got upset by Texas, which, I mean, they have decent pitching. I mean, Cliff Lee is, of course, the head of the class when it comes to pitching, you know, on that staff. And the offense,
yeah,
led by Josh Hamilton, who's, you know, the new straight edge, you know, superstar in the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, he won the ALCS MVP.
Yep.
You know, rightfully so. I was thinking it would be either him or Cliff Lee, because those two guys really willed the Rangers to pull off the upset.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh Hamilton, he hit great. He'll probably be, you know, American League MVP, probably, so.
Or your boy Cano.
Yeah, but either one, you know, will be MVP, so. But, yeah, back to the Rangers, they did great.
And ironically, Cano, when the Rangers eliminated the Yankees, that was, ironically, Robinson Cano's 28th birthday.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks, you know, being a ball player and, you know.
Yeah.
Getting eliminated, let alone losing. Losing, you know, on your birthday sucks, but getting eliminated from postseason contention, that's even worse.
Yeah, well.
But he got a World Series ring last year, so.
Yeah, all he has to do is look at his paycheck, you know. So
yeah.
He looks at his paycheck, he won't be so down.
Or his girl. I'd assume he has a woman.
Yeah, I assume so also. Or a man, I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know, you know.
But, you know, he's living the life.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you got John Sterling saying, hey, Robinson Cano, don't you know? You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna step out for a couple of minutes. I'll give you a little time to, you know, vent about your Yankees. I'm gonna be right back.
Sure. So as I take over the show for Will, I was probably gonna go to the toilet to take a poop. Talk about, you know, about the Yankees, what they're gonna do in off season. I'm guessing maybe the Yankees will probably go after Cliff Lee. Will be a free agent. There's an upcoming, you know, off season. And you know, the guy Cliff Lee is not really a dominating pitcher. Doesn't really throw 95 to 96 miles per hour like some of these, you know, power pitchers like CC Sabathia. But, you know, he finds a way. He's a crafty pitcher. He finds a way to get these batters out. And the Yankees could get him this offseason and add him to the rotation. I mean, Yankees are probably going to be back to the World Series again. And, you know, looking to go. I mean, they could have got Cliff Lee during this regular season, but that trade didn't work out. Even though if they probably had gotten Cliff Lee during the regular season, they probably could have been in the World Series right now. Who knows?
Hey, what's up? Could you give me a little recap what I missed a little bit so far?
I was just saying that Yankees now, they're going to look forward to probably going after Cliff Lee in this offseason. And who knows, maybe if they could have got Cliff Lee in the regular season, maybe they would be the ones advancing right now. Who knows?
Never
and know. That trade that didn't work out.
Yeah, definitely would have improved their chances. But like
yeah.
I said before, Yankees, I mean, they really didn't need Cliff Lee. I mean, other than Burnett, he's obviously the weakest link on the rotation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he did pitch relatively well in that his last start until he gave up that 3-run home run to Molina.
Yeah, that killed us, man. We could have had that game.
Yeah, you guys could, yeah.
And, you know, fucking, sorry I'm cursing, but we didn't really need Vasquez, man. I was wrong about that. I thought he was going to do good, but looked like the same Vasquez that we got again, basically.
He clearly looks like he's purely a National League guy.
Yeah, for some reason he's scared of the American League. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. He's
just scared
like
of the American League. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know if he's scared. I don't know if he's scared of because he looked like a guy. I don't know if he pitched for the Mets. He looked like he could do well. I mean, since he's in the National League.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it might be a Yankee thing. I don't know.
Possibly or New York.
It could be a New York or a Yankee thing because. I mean, I think he pitched pretty well when he was with White Sox.
Yeah.
And of course, when he was with the Braves, and I'm trying to think what other team he was on prior to that. Oh yeah, he was with Nationals, I think.
Oh yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, Expos,
yeah.
Right. So, I mean, this guy. I mean, I don't know. It just looked like it's a Yankee thing. I don't know if it's a. Surely, if it's a New York thing.
Well, White Sox, even he wasn't great, but, you know, he was good enough.
He was all
for
right.
them.
He was, you know, good enough to help them win that title in 05.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you.
But was he in the rotation in 05?
I
don't know if he was in the rotation.
Was.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay. Well, you're probably right. I don't think he started in the postseason, did he? Because I remember it was Contreras. I know Contreras definitely helped him in the postseason.
I think he did start, but I could be wrong.
It
was Garcia, I think. It was
Burley,
right? I could be wrong. Let me think.
And what was that guy? Garland.
Right, Garland.
Contreras.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else was on that team.
Yeah, I think Vasquez came out of bullpen or something.
You could be right. Wait, no. Contreras was the one that came out of the bullpen.
He did?
Contreras was the one that came out of the bullpen.
No, Contreras started a game or a couple games in the postseason. He actually did well, I think.
But didn't he come out of the bullpen, like, or was it years later he came out of the bullpen?
Yeah, probably years later, but I remember he did start in that postseason. And he did fairly good for them for some reason. I don't know. But, well, you know, why didn't he pitch good with the Yankees?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
But who cares?
He was pretty much most likely done with the Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't really need him.
So, if you were the GM, who would you keep? Who would you fire or trade or get rid of?
Gotta get rid of Vasquez. Uh, Who else? I mean, you know, again, if we could, hey, if Cliff Lee wants to come here, I mean, again, I'll gladly welcome him with opening arms.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, hey, go away. We don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as right now, the only guys I can think of is Vasquez.
You want Crawford?
Oh, Crawford, yeah, that's another good one, yeah.
You got Brett, what's his name? Brett
Gardner, yeah. I like Brett Gardner. I don't know, if we got Crawford, we would have to get rid of Swisher or Granderson. Granderson, yeah, he started hitting good in late in the season. Swisher had a great season this year, so.
Is it just me, or does Gardner look like a white Richard Jefferson?
Why you say that?
I don't know. He kind of look like him. The eyes, you know, have that same kind of ears, kind of.
I guess so. Guys,
I just saw him the other day. I'm like, he kind of look like Richard Jefferson.
He is fast, though. Oh, Richard Jefferson.
Yeah.
I thought you said George Jefferson. Wait, what the hell?
What?
What?
That's a stretch. I thought you said he moved up that much.
Wow. Yeah, he does. He does kind of look like Richard Jefferson. But it's him and Crawford are in the same team. Wow. But we have the two fastest guys in the American League.
Yeah, and plus this guy, he sold like, 47 bases in the regular season.
That's which one?
Any Yankee.
Oh, yeah, Gardner, yeah.
Sold since Ricky Henderson, I think. So.
Yeah. So I definitely don't want to get rid of Gardner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, Yankees, they have some changes. I mean, it's not, they don't need to make drastic changes or anything, but.
Yeah. They don't really need that much.
I'd say in a couple of years ago, they're gonna have to worry about some of these aging players like Jeter,
Posada,
E-Rod even These guys are getting older, so.
Well, yeah, but not well this year. This offseason is when they really got to deal with them because A-Rod and Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, I'm trying to remember who it is, the free agent at the end of the show. Is that who the third person is? I don't think it's Posada.
Pettit?
No, maybe it is Pettit, because, yeah, I think probably it's Pettit, who I'm thinking of. Because he's going to be a free agent this year also. I think, didn't they give him like one-year $10 million or one-year $15 million contract or something like that?
Possibly.
So maybe, yeah, that's probably the third person I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but you're going to have to start thinking about what we're going to have, what we're going to do with these players because players are getting a little older. And Jeter, he struggled a little bit this year, so I don't doubt that he'll have a comeback year next year, but he is getting, up there also.
Right.
I mean, I know he can still bang any girl he wants on the planet, but as far as batting and getting clutch hits, he didn't look like the same Jeter we came to know and love.
But, he's, engaged to Minka Kelly.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if he's playing the field, but then again, Tiger Woods is American.
Well, I'm just saying, he has he could bang. If he wanted to, he could bang any girl he wants. Who cares if he's engaged? Tiger was just married when he was getting banging girls left and right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And by the way, Tiger Woods is Jeter's friend, by the way.
Well, yeah. Apparently, he's one of his...
And Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So. They're all players, so...
hopefully Jeter will learn his lesson that those guys didn't.
Yeah.
Or he's going to end up in the same boat as them.
Well, Jeter's much smarter than those two guys, so.
That's true. Jeter hasn't done anything in his career.
Yeah.
That was really, you know, controversial or anything.
Yeah. You'll never see Jeter texting his penis to a employee like Brett Favre.
Right.
You never see that.
Yeah, SNL was doing
the... Or even if he does do that, you know, the employee's not going to report it. Because unlike Favre, Jeter probably doesn't have a wrinkly...
Penis.
I mean, I haven't seen it. I want to know, but I'm just saying. From his track record, you know, he probably doesn't.
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Hey, I'm just saying, I haven't seen it either, and I don't want to see it. I'm just saying, you know.
But, so in other words, other than Vasquez, you don't mind everybody else coming back?
Yeah. But again, we're going to have to... We're going to have to make a decision about these older players, whether or not, you know, they can't give these older players long contracts because they're getting too old. We're going to have to start looking at some younger guys, some upcoming Yankee prospects and some other younger players in baseball right now.
And switching gears with the Giants and Phillies and the NLCS. Giants yesterday defeated the Philadelphia Phillies in six games, and of course that happened yesterday at Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
One of those Philadelphia fans watching their beloved team.
Their beloved Phillies.
Yeah. Hmm?
Their beloved Phillies.
As they watch their team go down in smoke.
Yeah, man. Yesterday I was asking you, do you think it would have made a difference if they would have kept Cliff Lee? I mean, it probably would have been the same result, do you think?
I think if they kept Cliff Lee and got Halliday somehow and it remained Cole Hamill, it would have had that three-headed monster.
Oh, yeah, they probably would have definitely re-advanced right now.
I think they definitely would have. They still would be going through. I mean, they lost in six games, so, I mean, they weren't that far away from going to the World Series 3 years in a row. But, of course, it didn't happen for them.
But my question is, do you think if they had kept Cliff Lee and not gotten Halliday, do you think they would have gotten to the World Series possibly?
No, I think, Roy Halladay pitched pretty good. I mean, not to mention his first start, he threw a no-hitter the postseason. Second time in history since your pal, Don Larson, did in the 56 World Series.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's in elite company. Not to mention Roy Halladay threw a perfect game in the regular season.
Yeah.
I think that, and not to mention he won 21 games, so he's definitely a shoo-in for the Cy Young award.
Yeah, Philly's near third pitcher, man.
Yeah.
Hamels.
Well, they do. I mean, Cole Hamels is the third pitcher. I mean, he went from the ace to all the way to the third pitcher.
I'm not buying Hamels, man. Hamels is like a fourth pitcher to me.
Nah.
Against you guys, he looks like an ace.
No, you haven't been watching the Mets Philly games. He hasn't beaten us this year.
Well, but I'm saying, though, Hamels doesn't look – his ERA is too high to be even a third starter.
Well, his ERA and his record is kind of misleading. I mean, he's 12-11, but the second half he pitched better. I mean, the first half he really got his butt kicked, and
I don't know.
I guess getting Roy Oswalt to shoulder that load with him, along with Roy Halladay, I think it, you know, relaxed the guy. Because, I mean, this guy was like, what was it, 4-0 in the postseason when they won in 08? This guy,
that's,
you know,
because nobody knew much about him.
He was a good pitcher. I mean,
he's still a good pitcher, but I don't know, man. Looks like a 4-starter to me.
Believe me, I have no love for that guy. I personally can't stand that guy, but he's a good pitcher. I mean, this wasn't obviously his best year, but you know, the guy got talent.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a bum.
I think he's a bum, but as a pitcher, I mean, he's a good young pitcher.
I guess. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And these guys just get worse. Some reason
yeah,
looks like he might be getting worse. I don't know.
And his whole aura took a hit when he, you know, he was getting his butt kicked by the Yankees, and, you know, he was saying he wanted to go home and...
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is that?
I mean, I pretty much lost respect for the guy when he called Mets a choke artist. I mean, hey, I'm not lying. Mets did choke 07-08, but,
yeah,
you know, I didn't want to hear, you know, some chump, you know, who...
And I heard that, too. I heard when you said that on the radio also.
That's why, you know, hey, I won't lie, folks. You know I'm a huge Mets fan. I enjoyed, underline, enjoyed... when those silly Phillies got eliminated.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it. Because that city, that organization, man, they are unprofessional. The announcers, the manager, the players. Well, the players, obviously, you know, the players are always going to talk smack.
Yeah.
But they have everybody. I mean, come on. I understand the fans talking trash. That's their, you know, that's their team. No, we don't like the Phillies. The Phillies don't like us. That's
right.
All good. But when you got people who are supposed to be professional, taking it to a whole new level, come on, man.
Yeah.
And then
you got the manager even talking trash. I mean, what the hell is that?
That's like 100 years old, man.
Man.
So after the his team got eliminated, Charlie Manuel, man, he was redder than the Phillies uniform. For real, son, he was like, you know, I talked to the boys, and I said they gave it their best shot. I hope they'll be determined, and, you know. The guy was saying the right thing, you know, like, you know, they played a little better than us, you know, but, you know, going to beat them next time, you know. But he was, his face was mad red. I remember seeing that guy so red in his face before.
And he's old, too, man.
I know.
Older than crap.
And the guy, man, he must have yelled at them, because I think it was earlier this year when they got swept at City Field, he got in an argument with them because they weren't playing good earlier on.
Yeah.
And he was arguing with them. He even turned the table over and challenged them. And all that. He was like 7 years old, man.
He pulled a burden's art on them. Oh God.
Hey, dude. I mean, I understand, you know, the guy's passionate about the team, you know, but come on. The guy's just won a championship, like, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
For the most part, you must see the guys, you know, they're relaxing, because that is a problem that some teams have, you know, when they lose their desire. When they win the championship, it's like, hey, I got the ring. What more can I do? You know?
Oh, but the Phillies have been to 3 straight NLCS appearances. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but, you know, guy, I don't know. I don't know if that happened yesterday, but his face was red. I mean, the way how he's talking, he sounded like he was calm, but his face was mad red.
Yeah, man. And you say he turned off the turned over the table when he was giving them, when he was laying it into them? I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I forgot, he shut off the TV. He shut off the TV on them. I forgot about that part. He shut off the TV on them, and he said, and when he walked away, he said, don't put it back on. He went parental on them. He went parental on them. He turned off the TV, and he said, don't put it on.
Wow.
When he leaves, man. Oh, man, they got timed out. Put them in a timeout.
Actually, they've had a great run.
Yeah, they definitely had a great run. Arguably the greatest run in their history. Because that team's been around since 1892, and it took them all the way up 98 years in 1980 for them to finally win one.
Yeah.
And then they won their second one, you know, of course, in 08. And to my knowledge, they're the first and maybe the only team. I don't know if Pirates joined them recently, but they're the first team to win to lose 10,000 games.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You
didn't
win a championship.
But yeah, but in recent history, they've definitely turned their franchise around.
Yeah.
Definitely got to credit Pat Gillick. Now Ruben Amaro Jr., who's now the GM, and Charlie Manuel, the manager, you know, for changing the culture of Philadelphia.
Yep.
So now they move on. The Phillies are cleaning out their garbage. I mean, their locker room.
Would you want Jason Worth?
I don't know. I mean, Jason Worth is an okay player. I'm afraid he might try to spear Jose Reyes.
He looks like him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good player, but I don't know. I think he's overrated. I mean, trust me, I've seen him play multiple times. Yeah. He's a good player. But I don't know if he's worth Mets, you know, spending money on.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might be just a slightly better version of Pat Burrell.
What was his numbers this year?
Did he hit 29 home runs? Let me check when Jason Worth's stats are.
Kind of reminds me, you know what player he kind of reminds me? That player that was with the Mariners. I don't know where he is right now.
Christian Abanez?
No, that tall. He's after the Mariners.
Oh, I think
he's in the game.
Richie Sexton?
Yeah, Sexton. Kind of reminds me of him a little bit. They're both tall, lanky, almost have the same stroke almost.
Me.
Where's Sexton? What happened to that guy?
I don't know, man. I really don't know what happened to that guy.
That's a cool last name, though.
I remember someone announcing they nicknamed him Sexy. Sexton. But let me see Jason Worth's stats. That's worth for this campaign. Probably right now as we speak, he's probably, you know, cleaning up, you know, the... Here's his stats right here. He hit 296, 27 home runs, and 85 RBIs.
Oh, okay. He had a good season.
Yeah, he had a good season. Career numbers, 272 batting average, 120 home runs, 406 RBIs.
Oh, okay.
So, he's definitely turned his career around ever since he went to Philadelphia.
What team was he on before?
He was on the Dodgers, but then, you know, he got released by Dodgers and the Phillies took him, you know, the rest is history. He got originally drafted by the Orioles, the second round pick overall in the 97 draft. And
Howard had a quiet year this year, right?
Who?
Bryce Howard. He had a quiet year this year.
Howard, that's a good question. I think he had a decent year. I mean, it wasn't like his rookie or his first two seasons. But in the postseason, I was going to get to that. Man, this guy literally had no RBI in the postseason or in this player.
Well,
this,
last year in the World Series, he had a bad. I think he had a bad postseason last year also.
Yeah.
So that's back to back postseason.
Yeah. This one, he's still stuck on four career postseason home runs.
Oh.
Because he had no RBIs in the in the ALCS, and I don't think in the
in the
postseason period.
Yeah.
And he struck out by CM Punk, aka Brian Wilson, the closer.
Yeah, Howard strikes out a lot.
Oh yeah. 30 years old. Let's see his stats right here. He had 31 home runs, 108 RBIs. Not bad.
His batting average
would be a great season, but for him, you know, a little, you know.
Let me guess his batting average.
Now, let me see his batting average. His batting average here is
250-something.
276.
Oh, wow.
Decent. Not bad.
Usually his batting average is like about 250, 260s.
Yeah.
Well, this one year he had like a 220 batting average. Show.
Yeah, let me see what year that was.
I think that could have been last year.
No, last year he had 27. He batted 279, 48 home runs, 146 RBI. He had a monster year.
Okay.
The year before that is probably what you're talking about. Batted 251, 48 home run, 146 RBIs. Followed by the 07 year, he batted 268, 47 home run, 136 RBI.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the guys, you know, he's been doing his thing. Except in the postseason where he choked.
Invisible.
Yeah, let's see his numbers. He batted, well, what do I know? His batting average wasn't bad at all. He just wasn't clutch. He batted 318.
Oh, wow.
He batted a lot better than I thought. He batted 318. Oh, no, my fault. That is true. Wait. Oh, no, wait. Okay, wait. Time out. That's NLCS he batted. The NLCS,
oh.
He batted 318. The NLDS, he batted 273. So he didn't bat in the postseason. Well,
but he didn't have any
RBIs,
right?
But he didn't have no. Let's see the RBIs officially. Nope, no RBIs. So statistically, batting average wise, he hit.
Yeah.
He didn't hit in the clutch, and that pretty much led to the Phillies' downfall. That's all she wrote for them in the postseason.
Yep, now they're going to go fishing.
Yep, time for them to play golf.
Yep, with the Yankees.
Yep. And the Mets. And
Mets
all the
were fishing a long time ago.
Hey, we saved the spot for you, you know. The golf course.
I think the Yankees are going to Hawaii.
They got golf courses over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of teams that in New York that don't look like they're going to play any golf anytime soon when their season's over is the local football teams. Bet the Jets, they have the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
And they're relaxing. They beat up on the Broncos last week and the Vikings,
yep,
with the aforementioned Brett Favre.
Yep.
So they're riding high. They're 5-1, and you know they're enjoying their bye week.
LT looks like he's found the fountain of youth.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
And Jay is playing well.
Yep. And the funny thing about that game on Sunday, they were saying like how it's been like 187 throws. He passes and he hasn't made an interception. And guess, since they said that, you know, of course, what happened.
He threw an interception.
Yep. But luckily for them, you know, they definitely showed, the toughness, you know, that they've showed throughout this whole year. And, you know, they actually won the game, even though Sanchez didn't have his best.
Yeah.
Now they're sitting, relaxing, enjoying their 5-1 start and their bye week.
I mean, just looking good right now, 5-1, you know. Some people prognosticators pick them to go to the Super Bowl this year, so they're living up to that expectation right now.
And, hey, you never know. The other team in town is doing pretty good lately, too. There could be a Super Bowl in,
Turnpike Super Bowl.
Yeah. Except, unfortunately, it won't be, you know, in the Meadowlands. We'll have to wait a couple of years for that.
The Jersey Shore Super Bowl.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, the Giants are doing good. They're 4-2. They play the Cowboys tomorrow, who have been having a horrible season. The Cowboys have gotten penalties on taunts, and those penalties have cost them the game. I think they're like 1-4, I think. Either 1-4 or 1-5. If they lose tomorrow, I mean, their season's pretty much done.
Yeah. The funny thing is, you know, the saying is, how about them Cowboys? After Monday night, they might be saying, what happened to the Cowboys?
Yep. It's a must-win tomorrow night for the Cowboys.
Yeah, plus it's a divisional game. You know, the huge rival they have with the Giants. It's going to be a big game anyway, as they try to save whatever is left of their season.
Yeah, and if they don't go to playoffs, Wade Phillips is probably going to be fired.
Yeah, I think his buddy, you know, his friendship with Jerry Jones isn't going to save him this time.
Nope.
Because they're more in a tailspin than Baloo.
it's a must win. I think the Giants are going to win. I think the Giants are going to find some way to pull it out.
Yep. But speaking of a team that's always in turmoil, but look like maybe there might be brighter days. The new look Knicks. They're going to be starting their season this week, I believe, on Thursday in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Amari, you know, going to make his official Knick debut. I mean, even though it doesn't really mean much, but he's been heating up the preseason, scoring over 30 points.
Yeah.
During one game, he scored 39 points. I mean, if that was me, if I was scoring 30-something points in the preseason, I would have been like, whoa, let me rest the rest of the game. I mean, it doesn't even count. One of them scored 40 points in the preseason game.
Yeah. And the guy is rebounding, scoring.
Yep. Providing the leadership qualities that Knicks desperately, you know, lacked.
Yeah.
They're, you know, hewing through all days in 0-1.
I wonder what the starting rotation is going to look like. Starting lineup.
Well, you know, Omar is going to be there. He's going to be at the 4.
Well, it's definitely
Amari. Huh? What are you saying?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I said, definitely Amari is going to be in the starting lineup, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. He's going to be at the 4 playing point, power forward.
Yeah.
It's looking more likely that Timothy Mozgov is going to start at the 5 at center.
Who's that?
Mozgov, he's a Russian free agent that they signed out of, what was it, Serbia or Russia?
Oh.
And, you know, this guy, he has potential.
Doesn't that go start Anthony Rudolph?
Randolph,
I should say.
There's going to be a battle between him and Mozgov, but I think Randolph hasn't been playing that well in preseason, so he might most likely come off the bench. And Chandler, he might start at the 2.
Who?
You know, Wilson Chandler.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Wilson Chandler, yeah. And
yeah.
Point guard will be, Felton.
Most likely. Or if Chandler's not starting and he comes off the bench, maybe they might have a two-headed two guard, you know, point guard slash two guard with Tony Douglas, who's been playing well in the preseason. And
no, that's not going to work. You can't. You have to have a bigger guy in there.
Yeah, because Wilson Chandler, he guards. He's a tall guy. He could guard practically all the positions. So
yeah.
Yeah, you need a guy like that. And
Wilson Chandler
hasn't
been playing this preseason. Why is that?
Hmm?
Why hasn't Wilson Chandler been playing in the preseason?
No, I think he's been playing. I mean, I don't know if he's still a little hurt. But he's been playing.
I
think he's been playing the preseason.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, you got Gallo.
Yeah.
He's most likely going to play two or three. I would assume three.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the most likely the starting lineup of your and my New York Knicks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to see how the new look Knicks play on Thursday.
Yeah, and also there's always that possibility, because every day they're always talking about that potential Carmelo trade, who has the better shot, is it gonna get traded again to the Nets, and
mm-hmm.
will he accept the trade, or, you know, is Knicks, because Knicks are rumored to possibly making another trade so they could get a first-round pick and potentially make them more of a viable candidate to get Carmelo.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard the rumors is that Spike Lee, whose buddy is with, of course, Carmelo and pretty much all the NBA players, he's, according to the rumors, they're saying that Spike Lee said that Carmelo wants to, you know, come here and only here. But, you know, we shall see, you know.
Kind of
like the LeBron thing, you know.
Yeah.
Wait and see. I do believe he does want to come here, but... Hey, we got to wait and see, you know.
I would love for him to come here, man.
Yeah, and all...
We're going to have to give up, like, some of our pieces.
Yeah, we're going to have to give up Gallo and Randolph and practically the whole team for him.
I heard we would have to get a third team involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what's holding up the thing. We need a third team, and we need to get their draft pick in order to make this deal happen.
Yeah.
And, of course, Nets, I mean, Nets is also a competition because they could give up their rookie, Derek Favor, who they drafted number three overall in the draft.
Yeah.
Plus, they did technically do the trade earlier, or just a couple of weeks ago, but it got turned down, I think, by Melo. So, we shall see if... hopefully, second time won't be the charm for the boys in on the other side of the Hudson, the Jets,
yeah.
And the future Brooklyn Nets, I should say.
Brooklyn Nets.
Hmm.
Is that stadium? Is that arena being built yet?
I think they're building. They're working on it as we speak. I mean, I haven't been on by that area, but I hear it's being worked on.
Oh. Where is it being built? Isn't it being built on East Flatbush or something?
Could be. I know it's like in the Atlantic, like the Atlantic Avenue area. And you know what's the funny thing about it? Like 60 years ago, that would have been the same area where the Brooklyn Dodgers would have built the new Ebbets Field.
God damn it!
But the funny thing is,
who knows? You probably could have been a Brooklyn Dodger fan if the Dodgers were still in Brooklyn.
What was that?
You probably could have been a Brooklyn Dodgers fan if they were still in Brooklyn.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If Mets didn't exist, because Dodgers and Giants left. 5 years later, that's why they created the Mets. And, you know, the guy who was in charge of the city, Robert Moses, he wanted a stadium, a baseball stadium to be built in Queens. But Walter Mount, the owner, to be in Brooklyn, or else he didn't care where it can go, where it went. Once Robert Moses, who, you know, who built most of these skyscrapers, you know, these landmark skyscrapers and bridges in the city, he turned it down. You know, he had more power than the commissioner. He turned it down. So Walter O'Malley got upset and said, hey, if Brooklyn Dodgers isn't going to be in Brooklyn, hey, I might as well put in L.A. It doesn't even matter. So
yeah. That's
why he left Brooklyn. And then, you know, the Giants and Dodger fans were sad and they had no team to root for. And then, of course, in 62, Mets was created and Robert Moses got his wish. He had a new baseball stadium in Queens, except the Mets was the stadium. It was the team of it.
I think even if either the Dodgers or the Giants were still in New York, I think I would still have been a Yankee fan because I came out of my mom's wound with a Yankees sign on my on the back of my neck. I was a Yankee child.
Well, yeah, if Dodgers didn't leave and Mets never existed, I would have been a Dodger fan because, you know, hey, that's my hometown.
Yeah,
and I like what the Brooklyn Dodgers stand for. They were like the 40s, you know, the Jackie Robinson Dodgers, Bill Hodges kind of Dodgers. They were like the 40s and 50s version of the Mets.
Yeah.
But I don't like the L.A. Dodgers, if that makes any sense. They lost their swagger when they went to L.A.
Well, they did win two titles.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, they won in 59. They won in, what, 70?
Actually, one title in L.A., right?
No, they won more than that. They won in 59, their second year in L.A.,
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But they only won one title in Brooklyn in 55 against the Yankees.
Right, yeah.
But they won a bunch of titles in L.A. They won in 59. They won in 60? No, not 60. That was Pirates.
I think three times they won, right?
Maybe.
They won in 81. They won in,
yeah.
Didn't they win in the late 80s also?
Yeah, they won in 88, 81.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else.
I think that's about it. I can't think of any other. Because all the other appearances, they got beat by the Yankees 77-78.
So, yeah, they won at least three titles over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they won in 65, too, with Colfax.
Oh.
So, yeah, they definitely had a lot more, you know, success in L.A. than they did in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Even though they went to multiple pennants. Then other than 55, though, you know, their fate was all the same. They all got defeated by the Yankees. And then they had those epic battles with the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants won their last title in 54 when they were still in New York.
Looks like the Giants might win their title today. Not today, but
this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely got a shot if they could get past Stifley and the Rangers.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely got a shot.
That dog is happy right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a huge Giants fan.
Yeah.
He'll finally know what it's like to win a championship if they can, you know, his Giants can, you know, pull through.
Yeah, you might even hear him come back on the Fan if that happens.
Hey, you never know. I come on Mike's show and, you know, make him, you know, give his thoughts on, you know, his chance, you know, finally going to the postseason first time since 02.
Yeah, he might gloat about it.
Yep. I could see that happening. But
you think he'll bash the Mets? He'll try to bash the Mets and Yankees?
When did you
yeah,
the Giants win?
I think it wouldn't be the first time you did that.
That's true, yeah.
I think that would definitely. But speaking about gloating, Dragon Rice is tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to see it. So.
Yeah, me either. Do you even really care what happens? I mean, other than the Buried Alive match, I mean, there's nothing really important, really. I don't even care about the Brandon match, Wright's match.
I don't even care.
Oh, yeah, and the Wade Barrett versus Randy Orton with John Cena, you know, being his manager or whatever.
I don't care. I'm going to be watching Cloverfield tonight.
What is that?
The movie with Odette Yussman came out last year.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So I'll be watching that. It's got Randy Orton and Sean Barrett.
Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
And speaking of the ending of SmackDown, I saw it like 10 minutes before the show started, and man, the ending was funny, man. It looked like a horror movie.
Well, it's the same thing that happened years ago with the Undertaker match. When Undertaker came from under the ring and grabbed Diesel under.
Hmm.
You need to YouTube that to see that.
They keep rehashing stuff.
Yeah, they rehashing stuff.
But you know what, the only thing I have a problem with it is that Kane is supposed to be a monster. He's supposed to be, you know, doing horrifying stuff like that. So he shouldn't be screaming like a little...
that's what I'm saying.
It should have been against CM Punk or, you know, a regular... quote unquote, you know, regular superstar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because Kane is supposed to be doing stuff like it. Kane does stuff like that. You know, like he was like manhandling, what's his name? Dolph Ziggler. No, not Dolph Ziggler. Jack Swagger. When Jack Swagger, I think, was the champion at that time, when he was trying to figure out who attacked Undertaker.
Right.
Over the summer. So he's used to stuff like that. It was funny, I gotta admit. It was entertaining seeing
him
drag down, and then you hear him, no! And then you hear the echo of him going down, like he's falling down a long hole, and then you hear, like, some door close, shut.
Right? Yeah. But again, they're rehashing ideas, you know.
Yep.
But it was, I agree with you, it was entertaining.
Yeah, that was, of course, after the Randy Orton and Kane match, which Undertaker was going to... Kane was about to chokeslam Randy Orton because it was a champion versus champion match, non-title champion versus champion match. And Kane was about to do the chokeslam, but then Undertaker used his powers to make the light go out and have that bell noise. And then when the light went back on, Kane was looking around, and then when Kane turned around, Randy Orton hit him with the RKO finishing move. And that was the end of the match. And then that's when Undertaker came out under the ring.
Yeah, it was funny, though.
Yeah, it was.
But I don't care about Bragging Rights tonight.
Yeah, me either. Bragging Rights would have been more interesting if it was like a King of the Ring setting.
Yeah, man.
And then at the end of the thing, they have the tag team match like this. Then they have. Then again, it doesn't make any sense because Bragging Rights is pretty much going to be this Bragging Rights tag team should be safe for Survivor Series. That's next month.
I don't get it.
It should save it for next month. This whole tag team, you know, elimination stuff. This should have been the Survivor Series match.
Yeah, I agree.
This should have been King of the Ring style match.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they don't do King of the Ring. For what reason, I have no idea. But, we'll talk more about that. Entertainment. of course, we're going to give you a little recap about this World Series, how it's going on. So without further ado, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the episode. Thank you, Carly, for coming on.
No problem.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. See you guys next time.